Dramatic moments today in Nairobi, Kenya. A huge fire broke out at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, East Africa's busiest air hub. The blaze destroyed the airport's entire arrivals terminal, stranding hundreds of travelers as flights were canceled or diverted elsewhere. Amazingly, Kenyan authorities say there were no casualties. This passenger told the BBC the fire had just started when he arrived to catch a flight to Cameroon at 5:15 in the morning.
There were obviously a lot of people scared. Everyone was unsure what was going on. Nobody knew whether it was an attack, whether it's an electrical fault, whether it's just a fire, or how the fire started. Nobody knew. And then around 5:45, there was a huge loud noise in the back. And we were on that side, and everybody had to run this side. And obviously it was as the fire was spreading. The idea we got was part of the building started to collapse, and everybody just ran out.
Richard Kagoi is the senior reporter at K24 Television. He's been at the airport for much of the day talking with officials and passengers. And Richard, if you could start with what the scene was like when you arrived at the airport today.
Very chaotic. There was lots of tension. There's so much confusion across the airport. We had staff who work at the facility really pensive, and some of them confused, really not knowing what to do. The most fortunate thing is that that happened shortly after about 5 a.m. Kenyan time. And that's the time that most shift workers were doing their handover. So the airport wasn't really populated as such.
I understand the fire itself was pretty dramatic.
Suddenly, it started off as a small fire behind the immigration zone. By the time that the fire became big, firefighters were really not in a position to access the facility itself. Now, this allowed the fire to escalate further, and the smoke was even choking for people who were just a few meters from the terminal building.
Some 220 flights a day land and take off at Nairobi. More than 100 flights were canceled today. What did the stranded passengers do?
They still came to the airport despite the fact that they were given instructions from the cabinet secretaries, equivalent of ministers from the airport, instructing local and international travelers not to come to the airport because the facility had been shut down, suspended. All operations had been cordoned off. So we had many passengers. Some of them, I spoke to a couple, were traveling on holiday to the Zanzibar archipelago. Most of them were really stranded. They didn't know really what to do. So they're pondering the next course of action.
Now, we've seen on television and seen lots of tweets as well, passengers talking about hearing a huge explosion early in the morning. What have you learned from talking to officials about the possible cause of the fire and then, I guess, the explosion?
We spoke to the company that manages airport facilities across the country, and what he told us is that they haven't been able to verify what would have been the cause of the fire, but they're pointing to the possibility of an electrical fault. But I also spoke to insiders at the airport who also share the same view that this could have been caused as a result of an electrical malfunction.
This is the anniversary of a bomb attack there in Kenya. Back at the end of the 90s, is there any thought that one has to do with the other?
It was a bit difficult to marry the two, terrorism and this month of August, and of course the seventh day commemorating almost 15 years after Nairobi and the city of Dar es Salaam were hit by Al-Qaeda operatives. But, the view that has been commonly held by most people that we spoke to is the fact that, the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport is a highly restricted area. I'm almost treated as a security installation because it's a strategic asset for the country, not only for the country, but for the rest of the East Africa region. So movement in and out of the airport is restricted and highly monitored. So the fact that this took place right inside in the heart of the airport, what is considered to be the nerve center in terms of operations, as many people, asking the same questions, could this have been a terrorism? But of course, government officials have ruled out that possibility. There is no indication that this could have been a terrorism attack.
Richard Kagoye is a correspondent for K24 Television in Nairobi, Kenya.